Welcome to another Carlin Lane Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, those bushfires we've had recently have been absolutely shocking, haven't they?
It has. It's been a tragic summer, hasn't it? Or even earlier, like you think, probably early November, wasn't it, when fires started in New South Wales? So we've had a couple of months now of fires all around Australia. It has been a tragic and difficult time for a lot of people.
And the way it's affected sports as well, it's sporting events have been cancelled, some sporting facilities have been decimated. It's just been a tragic all round, not only just for communities, but for sporting clubs. It's everyone. I don't know anyone that hasn't been affected.
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it, where you sort of think, obviously, there's more important things such as, you know, houses and business and livelihoods. And lives, but then when, I guess, as things start to settle and people are counting the cost, the effect on sporting facilities, and also we've seen that, you know, that how it's affected some big sporting events already in Australia, that's going to be another area that obviously will have an impact on community, because sport itself, I mean, we think, especially regional areas, country areas, I mean, sport is such a critical part of the community and social fabric. And so, you know, that brings people together, doesn't it, in some sense. And so now, even though people will be busy rebuilding houses and lives and businesses and so on, that will be something that at some point people will actually begin to miss.
The one thing that I've been truly proud of as an Australian is to see the way our Australians have got behind raising funds to help the bushfire victims, and it never stops. I mean, you look at Shane Warne; he got $1 million for his hat to donate to the bushfire appeal, and it's happening everywhere. And there's been a number of sporting events that have come to the fore to raise funds, and they're just giving their time freely. I mean, obviously the big one is the big T20 cricket game.
You've got the Crows versus the Power Boys and some of the SA cricketers. So that's going to be, I imagine they will probably fill Adelaide Oval.
Yeah. It's on February the 2nd. It's a Sunday in Adelaide Oval. And they're calling it a T20 showdown, you know, taking the name away from the footy where they always call it a showdown. It's just absolutely amazing. And that should raise $2 million.
Well, it has been amazing, hasn't it? And they had the tennis the other day that Nick Kyrgios organised. And so all the top tennis players who are here currently were involved in that. And so, it just shows, doesn't it, that the outpouring of sympathy and empathy and compassion from Australian people has been amazing. But again, we can see that sport can have a big impact on that and also raise a lot of money. So it's great to see these sporting personalities and big sporting teams getting behind and raising money for people.
Well, I had a look at some of the special events that are coming up. There was an ice hockey event, the locals versus the rest of the world, on the 8th of February on a Saturday at the Ice Arena. There's obviously there's the State of Origin Victoria versus All Stars on February 28th, plus many of the AFL teams are organising their own bushfire relief efforts. Even in soccer, the South Australian All Stars versus Adelaide United on the 5th of February. So everyone's sort of getting behind it. Every single sport. I mean, I know the baseball, they're doing, they had a special event to raise funds and they honoured all the firefighters. So every sport seems to be in on it, which is just fantastic.
Oh, it is. And let's hope it continues. And I think people now want to be able to put back, don't they? They want to help out. And so, you know, we've seen lots of, you know, about getting into the communities and buying things and shopping and going to pubs and restaurants and cafes and so on. And so this is another avenue where people can do something that is positive and also build some, again, that sense of community spirit.
Now, obviously, there's been a lot of sporting venues sort of affected by the fires, and especially the hills and Kangaroo Island sort of areas. And I see the state government have opened up grants for sporting clubs affected by the bushfires of $10,000, which will help kickstart the rebuild projects.
Well, as I said before, it's an important part. I think it's a really critical part of the social fabric of a lot of places. And, you know, like I played in the Hills Football Association back in the day in the super rules, and you know, it's a big part of what people do. You know, I mean, you think if you drive around on a weekend, you will see, like in winter, we'll see all the winter sports. Summer, you'll see cricket and so on, and so people get out there and be part of it. And we know how tough it is for clubs generally to survive.
Yep.
And so, not taking away from all the other stuff that's happened with the bushfires, but it's great to see that again. There is that support for sporting clubs, because they're certainly, they struggle as it is, and even now it's going to be harder. So for the government to support them, this is a fabulous endeavour.
On the other side of the coin, there's also been a lot of big sporting events have been cancelled because of the smoke. I mean, you look at, I know close to my heart, the Adelaide Giants played was supposed to play Canberra, and that whole series was cancelled, and there's been other games cancelled because of it. And, of course, the Big Bash, there's been games there cancelled as well. So it's just it's probably the worst I've ever seen it in regards to affecting all of Australia.
Well, the size of these fires has just been almost unprecedented, hasn't it? And so we've sort of been – we've had a little bit of – seeing the quality, air quality suffer here in Adelaide. I mean, a few times as the fire, the smoke has come over from different areas, especially Kangaroo Island, but in New South Wales and Victoria, and especially like Canberra as well, like the quality of air has just been woeful. And so they're really concerned about just general day-to-day health problems rather than when you're actually trying to perform at a high level, where often your breathing rate and the amount of oxygen you need to bring in is increased dramatically. So it makes sense, obviously, that you're going to have to cancel those events. You don't want to put the athletes at risk. We saw with the tennis sort of warm up in Melbourne, like there was a lot of tennis players really struggling, and so there's been a lot of discussion about that. It's sort of it's brought it into the mainstream, hasn't it, for people to really think about that. But even we were travelling the other day down the southeast, and it was just like a fog. I mean, yeah, you couldn't see things, and as soon as the wind direction changed and picked up, it cleared out quite quickly, but you imagine trying to perform at your best in those conditions is you put yourself at risk.
Well, I remember one night I was driving along, and obviously the air pollution was quite high with the smoke coming over from Kangaroo Island. I was actually struggling to breathe, and you're talking about the tennis they were playing in Melbourne. Some of those athletes were talking about using puffers for asthma, but they hadn't had asthma since they were a child. So it must have been really bad, and I know there was some criticism at the fact that they were playing those games, and it was affecting the athletes, but they pushed through. When did they make the decision to say, look, this is too much, we should stop?
Well, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? I mean, you think, maybe think back even 10 or 15 years ago, there was a lot of research and information coming out about athletes and heat, wasn't there? And there was all sorts of guidelines that were put out. I mean, we have them at school now still, like we cancel sporting events at a certain temperature. And maybe, you know, we have been lucky in Australia with air quality, haven't we? And so, but now we're seeing, and so maybe there will be, there probably is, I imagine, around the world guidelines where they can measure air quality and decide, okay, at this point we can't continue. And I think that's going to be the sort of, that's going to happen now. There's going to be a lot of soul searching, a lot of looking at what we can and can't do, not only from a sporting perspective, but about how we go about this whole process. And even, you know, there's been some articles and stuff in media about, you know, do we actually really need to reconsider when we run major tournaments? Because you think we have some massive sporting activities in Australia over this period of time. And you know, we've seen temperature. Let's take away the air quality from the smoke, but let's think about just temperature. And so maybe we do have to, if this is going to be an ongoing issue, maybe people have to rethink when certain events are held, because maybe it'll get to the point where it's just not safe for athletes to compete.
I know in some junior sports now, with the increase in the weather where we get so many 40-degree type days, they actually reprogramming games to either be played sort of earlier in the day on the weekends or after 6 o'clock midweek, just to sort of like so that they can play their games. So they're obviously sort of been flexible in those types of thinking. But what other answers are there to this? There's so many problems.
Well, there is, and our junior sport or amateur sport is one thing. I mean, I think it's probably easier to reschedule and do something later in the day or not. But when we start talking about, you know, we start thinking about the Australian Open tennis, I mean, that is big business.
Yeah.
You think about the amount of money that comes into the economy from that one event. You start adding, like, the Boxing Day test and the tennis and cricket. I mean, just start, it starts adding up. And there was an article even on the radio this morning about how much money will come into Adelaide in that sort of March-February period, because we have, you know, the big sporting events on.
The V8s and
down under the V8s and so on. And so it's all of a sudden you think there's a lot more pressure on people not to
cancel,
change those. And you think about TV rights and so on. So it's one thing to say, okay, well, you know, we've got our junior soccer or football or cricket or netball on, we'll change that. But when these really big sporting events, it's much harder for those people who are running them to make those decisions. But
because they're attracting not only national but international crowds to come and watch these types of events. And if you cancel them or delay them or reschedule them, it puts a lot of those people's plans into chaos.
It is, and that's going to be the hard part, because obviously you want to take into account the athlete's health. But even athletes themselves, you know, like they're not, most athletes want to push themselves hard, don't they? And so for them, it's their livelihood as well. So, yeah, I think there are things that are going to have to happen. How they're going to be managed is going to be, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I'll tell you, one of the biggest shocks for me is after the effects of the bushfires in regards to sporting events, just recently we've also had floods, and I know in New South Wales there was torrential rainpours which actually shortened the men's national softball championships, which actually affected South Australia because they haven't played finals in 20 years and they were sitting in fourth position to make the finals, but the last couple of games were rained out. So Victoria was playing Western Australia. If they'd played that game, South Australia would have actually had a good chance to make the finals. But because that game wasn't played, they reverted back to the first round and it put South Australia fifth, so they missed out. And to highlight how well South Australia went, their Jared Farrell was the MVP of the whole tournament and the top batter. So that just shows you that South Australia was on the verge of doing something special, but it was affected by the rain.
Well, that's sport, isn't it, in some level? And you think, I was watching the news the other night, and it's almost like people want to have this perfect world, which we haven't got, and all of a sudden we've gone from fires to torrential rain, and in some ways that's been great because it has helped some of those fire-ravaged areas in terms of taking some of that risk away. But again, it's caused its own problems, and unfortunately this time it's affected the softball team.
And what other sports have been affected recently?
Well, there's been a number, with the Big Bash cricket, Sydney versus Adelaide. They had to move one of the international tennis tournaments from Canberra to Bendigo because of the air quality. The World Rally Championship leg had to be cancelled because of the bushfire. There's a big boat race prior to the Sydney to Hobart, like a pre-race had to be cancelled. So there's been a lot of big events like that where, and we know, of course, say the Australian Open tennis is about to start, but the lead up to that has been affected by that. And not to think just then all of the different local sporting events around Australia that would have been impacted. So it certainly has been a difficult time in Australia, and it's probably going to continue for most of this year, I imagine.
When you look at the way occupational health and safety has really come to the fore in many sporting events, this just adds another dimension to what they have to prepare for.
Well, it is, and that's the way, we are in this time where we're really careful about how things happen and how we look after people and not putting people at risk. And sometimes people get sort of critical of that, but in the end, it's, you know, to look after the people involved in sport or any activity is very important. Now people have to rethink, just like we had to do, as I said, with heat policies that didn't exist probably 10 or 15 years ago. People who run sporting events and sporting clubs and organisations really do need to think of those things, and I guess people will go back to the drawing board and think about how they can do that well.
I think for me, the shining aspect of this whole thing is with the professionalism of sport and a lot of the corporate things taking over, the Aussie spirit still shines through in adversity. And I'm really proud to say that I'm an Australian when I see that still alive and well.
Yeah, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And let's, you know, make sure we all take time to think about how we can help other people. And also, even though we're only talking about sport, which again is a big part of life, but there's people out there that have lost a lot more. And so we put that in context as well.
So ends another Carlo and Lades Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.